At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Sean Diddy Combs, a name once synonymous with musical genius and cultural influence, now finds himself ensnared in a growing web of disturbing allegations. Accusations of sexual abuse, physical violence, and coercive control have emerged from multiple individuals, painting a much darker portrait of the music mogul. And now, yet another voice has joined the chorus, as Don Richard, a former member of Danity Kane, has filed a lawsuit against Combs in federal court, alleging that he groped, threatened, and assaulted her while they worked together. Don Richard's lawsuit, filed in the Southern District of New York, doesn't just recount personal allegations of abuse. It adds to the growing narrative surrounding Diddy's alleged misconduct, particularly in the treatment of women. Her suit comes in the wake of several others, including one from Diddy's ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, who accused him of rape and physical abuse, a case that was settled just one day after it was filed. For many, Richard's lawsuit is further confirmation of what has long been suspected, that the glamorous world of fame and fortune Combs curated was underpinned by a darker, more sinister reality. Don Richard's involvement with Diddy dates back to her time as a contestant on the MTV reality competition, Making the Band, where she was handpicked by Combs to join Danity Kane, the girl group formed as part of the show. But behind the reality TV facade of glitzy performances and overnight stardom, Richard describes a work environment dominated by fear, exploitation, and threats. According to her lawsuit, the abuse didn't stop at verbal attacks. Richard claims that during her time working with Diddy, she witnessed his violent outbursts firsthand, many of them directed at Cassie Ventura, his then-girlfriend. Richard alleges that Diddy beat Cassie repeatedly, sometimes in front of other celebrities, and at other times in private settings. These incidents were allegedly brutal, with Richard detailing occasions where Combs struck Ventura with his hands and objects, throwing items at her, and even dragging her upstairs by her hair. One particular incident, described in excruciating detail in the lawsuit, involved Diddy throwing a scalding pan of eggs at Cassie before dragging her up a flight of stairs while screaming obscenities. Richard, witnessing this horrific event, was allegedly told by Diddy to keep silent. "If you say anything, there will be consequences," Combs reportedly said. According to the lawsuit, he added a chilling warning that people end up missing, leaving Richard terrified. It wasn't just violence against others that Richard experienced. She claims that Diddy himself groped her multiple times, invaded her personal space, and berated her with insults about her appearance and body. In one particularly demeaning incident, Richard describes being forced to strip down to her underwear while Combs made lewd and offensive comments about her body. These incidents, as outlined in her lawsuit, form part of what Richard's legal team calls a systematic pattern of abuse and control that Diddy exercised over his female employees and those within his inner circle. As the lawsuit unfolds, it has become clear that Richard's decision to come forward was influenced by the bravery of others, particularly Cassie Ventura. In her lawsuit, Richard describes being empowered to share her experiences after witnessing the public support Cassie received following her own explosive allegations against Combs. Cassie's lawsuit detailed years of alleged physical and emotional abuse, including rape at the hands of the music mogul. And though Cassie's case was settled quickly, the accusations have lingered, adding weight to the claims now being brought forward by others like Richard. In a world where wealth and power can often insulate individuals from the consequences of their actions, Diddy's public persona has long overshadowed any whispers of misconduct. For years, his image as a cultural icon and businessman deflected scrutiny, allowing him to maintain his carefully curated reputation. But as more women come forward, each recounting their own experiences of abuse and mistreatment, that image is beginning to crumble. Richard's lawsuit details a pattern of behavior that began long before she joined Danity Kane. She recounts how during the auditions for Making the Band, Diddy spoke to the female contestants in a hostile and condescending manner, often referring to them with derogatory terms like fat, ugly, big high, and hoes. His verbal abuse, she claims, didn't stop once the group was formed. Throughout their time together, he allegedly berated the women, insulting their looks and bodies, and telling Richard she was too skinny and needed to do something about her face. Beyond the verbal abuse, Richard alleges that the work environment created by Diddy was toxic and dangerous. She describes long, grueling rehearsals that lasted 36 to 48 hours without breaks, depriving the women of basic needs like food and sleep. These rehearsals were accompanied by near-constant filming for the reality show, adding an additional layer of pressure on the group. The excessive demands, coupled with the hostile work environment, eventually led to Richard experiencing extreme weight loss. Her lawsuit goes on to describe Diddy's inappropriate and bizarre behavior during meetings. On multiple occasions, he allegedly held meetings while dressed only in his underwear. In one instance, Richard recounts a meeting in 2008 at his Miami home, where he refused to put on clothes after she requested that he do so, stating, "This is my F house." That meeting, Richard says, lasted an hour and left her feeling violated and embarrassed. But perhaps the most disturbing elements of Richard's lawsuit are the allegations surrounding Diddy's notorious parties. According to Richard, these drug-fueled parties were places where young women, many of whom she believed to be underage, were sexually violated by Combs and his guests. Phones were allegedly confiscated, doors were locked and guarded by security, and police officers were even hired to attend the parties, sending a clear message to the attendees that Diddy's power and influence extended into law enforcement. The lawsuit also describes an incident where Richard and a bandmate were locked in one of Diddy's vehicles for over 2 hours after they were late to an event. The vehicle, which had no interior door handles, became a prison for the women. While Richard's bandmate was eventually freed, Richard claims she had to call her father to come from Baltimore to New York to get her out. When confronted by Richard's father, Diddy allegedly issued a veiled threat, warning him to think about your family and think about your daughter's career. For Richard, these incidents represent years of trauma, trauma that she believes was exacerbated by the unequal power dynamic between herself and Combs. As her employer, Diddy held control over her career and livelihood, making it nearly impossible for her to escape his grasp without jeopardizing everything she had worked for. And each time she tried to intervene or offer support to Cassie Ventura, who was also suffering under Diddy's control, she was met with more threats. For his part, Sean Combs has denied the allegations. His attorney, Erica Wolf, issued a statement dismissing Richard's claims as manufactured, alleging that they were an attempt to rewrite history for financial gain. Wolf pointed out Richard's long history of working with Combs, questioning why these allegations were only now coming to light, conveniently coinciding with Richard's album release and press tour. It's unfortunate that Ms. Richard has cast their 20-year friendship aside to try and get money from him, Wolf said, while expressing confidence that Diddy would prove his innocence in court. But for Richard, the timing of her lawsuit is no coincidence. Empowered by the other women who have come forward, including Ventura, Richard believes it's time to expose the truth about her experiences working under Combs. Her attorney, Lisa Bloom, issued a statement vowing to pursue justice for Richard, saying, "We will not rest until we achieve full and complete justice for Dawn in this case." While the details of Richard's lawsuit are harrowing, they echo the claims of many others who have come forward in recent months. The allegations against Diddy are not just isolated incidents, but part of a broader pattern of control, abuse, and manipulation that stretches back decades. And as more women speak out, the question of whether Diddy will ever face real consequences for his actions grows more pressing. For years, Sean Diddy Combs' larger-than-life persona has been enough to shield him from scrutiny. But now, with multiple lawsuits stacking up and more victims coming forward, that shield is beginning to crack. The world is watching as these cases unfold, and for the women who have suffered under his control, the hope is that justice will finally be served. As the lawsuit proceeds, the details will no doubt become even more troubling. For now, Dawn Richards' courage in stepping forward has added another layer to the growing narrative surrounding Diddy's alleged misconduct. And for those who believe in her story, it's a step toward holding a powerful man accountable for years of abuse. But as Diddy's legal team prepares to fight these allegations in court, one thing is clear. The battle for the truth has only just begun.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.